Parshas Tzav, which this year is Parshas Zohar, Shabbos Zohar, usually it's the Tzav, the regular year is Zohar, and this year is Tzav. So I'd like to tie in the concept of Parshas Tzav together with Amalek and Zohar. So the pasuk says, "Tzaydav Hashem Moshe Leimor Tzavas Aaron Vezban of Leimor Zos Toras Haola." The Haola Mokdo Mizbech Olay Lerisha Mizbech Tukabo. So. So Rashi writes, Tzav as Aaron, ain't Tzav elo loshon zirus. Tzav means to mezaris somebody, that he should do it quickly. They shouldn't be an otzel. And this concept of Zrizus is very interesting, because if you look in the Gemara Menachos and Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, because the mitzvah that's being talked about here is the fact that you're machtir the chalovim ve'evorim, because if you brought a korban in the day, then the fat should be put on the mizbeach at night. So if there's time, you can put it on the day. If there's no time, you put it at night. So it's interesting that the Loshon Tzav with the zeros is in this parsha of Hekter Chalovim Belaila. So it came to mind the Gemara in Menachos and Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Because the Gemara in Menachos and Ayin Beis Amud Aleph tells us a very interesting halacha, three lines from the bottom. The Tanya Amar of Shimon Bore E Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. There's a concept of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. What does that mean? Shrei hekter chalovim veivarim ksheim kol alayla v'loya mamtin lehem ad shetechshach. Meaning like this, that if you bring a korban on Shabbos, korban tamid, right? So when do you bring the chalovim? So you can bring them on Shabbos also. But the question is why? Maybe you should wait till Motzei Shabbos, because you're allowed to bring it on Motzai Shabbos, just like a regular korban. If there's time, you can bring it in the day. If not, you bring in the chalovim. The zrikas adam have to be in the day, but the chalovim could be the next night. So then why? So why is it that Why is it Docha Shabbos? Normally something's Docha Shabbos, but you have to do it on Shabbos. Like the Korban Tamid, you have to shecht it every day, so you have to shecht it on Shabbos. But the Chalavim, you could bring what? Motzai Shabbos. Like every day, you can bring it today, but if there's no time, you can bring it at night. So by Shabbos, we should dafka be makpid that you should do it when? And Motzai Shabbos. But yet we're not. Yet we're not. Because why? Because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So So if you have a mitzvah b'shaita, you do it right away. You do it right away. So this is the concept. So it's interesting that the pasuk tzav is a zeros, is dafka in the parsha of hekta chalov and balayla, because that's a remez perhaps to the concept of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that your mezuzahs do it. In other words, and al kidei kach it's docha Shabbos to be a zoris, because you could have said there's no chiv to do it today. So it's kosher balayla. So then on Shabbos, dafka, it should be balayla. And another mocker for Zrizus in this parsha is by the Korban Shlomim. As it says, in Neder or Nedova Zevach Korbono, B'yom Hakrivo Ezivcho Yeachol, U'mimocharas, Anosu Mena Yeachol. It says that what? That Shlomim is two days. So you eat it the day it was brought, and anything that's left over, you eat the second day. But for the third day, already it's pasul. So the Ramban makes an interesting comment. Take a look on page 7. The Ramban says, ולפי דייתי, עניין הקוסף זה בעבור שהעומר ביום הקריבו זיווכו יוכל ממוחרס, וממש שתהיה מצווה שיוכל בשני יומים, יוכל בקצוסו ביום הראשון, יניח בקצוסו לבוחר. There was, maybe לכתחילה, you could say, I'm going to eat part of the korban today, and part of the korban tomorrow, because I have 2 days to do it. So he says, no, לפי חוסף לבוחר, ונוסם ממנו בראשון יוכל, מוחרס לא שיישר בכוונה. There was, you shouldn't leave it over. Even to the next day. Because even though Shlomim is Nechal for 2 days, it's preferable to have what? Everything on the first day. To leave it over, that's considered a lower dark. It's not puzzle, it's only puzzle past the first 2 days. But the fact that it says Vahanosa is like a Lashon B'dievet. And that's that same idea. That if you could do it, right away, you should do it right away. And just like you brought a korban in Shabbos, and you shecht it, and you zorg the dam, so even though the chalovim, which is a malacha d'oraisa, to put it in the fire, you could really wait till Motzei Shabbos. Still, mitzvah shait, it's docha Shabbos. So here, it's not a question of did of docha anything, but still, even though Shlomim is Nechol Shnei Yomim, the Ramban says it's still mitzvah to eat it all the first day. I saw in Rav Tzuriel Sefer, he points out another Machor from the Gemara Nozir. Because we know in Parshas Vayera, the Torah speaks about Lot and the two daughters. So, and they said, our father's old, and we want him to have children, so we'll be together with him. And the Bechira first, had Moab, and then the Tzira was together with the father and had Ammon. So you look in the Gemara Nozir on page 11, Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Amar Achim Avin Amishu Ben Karcha Lo'olam Yaknim Adam Dvar Mitzvah. You should always mock him to Dvar Mitzvah. Shebeschar Laila Achas Shekad Masa Bechira letzira zachsa v'kadma arba doros b'Yisrael malchus. That the fact that the Bechira, the older daughter, was together with the father one night earlier and had Moav. Now Moav came into the Jewish people 4 generations before Ammon. Because Moav came into the Jewish people where? Through Oved Yishai David Shlomo. V'yutzirlo v'as v'Yisrael ad rechavam David Ram HaMoav. So he says, one night early, that he was Mazaris, the Dvar Mitzvah, Zachsa v'kodma arba doros b'Yisrael l'malchus, that had four generations Oved Yishai David Shlomo. Four generations of Malchus before Amon came into Klal Yisrael with Malchus of Rechavim. Rechavim and Shlomo came from Nama Amonis. And Moav came with Oved. Right, because Oved was from what? 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 Rus. Right, so Oved was from Rus. So Moav came into the Jewish people four generations before Amon did. Amon came in through Rechavim, because Rechavim was a son of Naamah Ammonis. So one night that preceded, so you see the idea of a little bit of Zrizus. In other words, they both wanted to do a mitzvah, to have Zerah with the father, and the older one was with the father one night earlier, and that caused a tremendous schar. And that's what the Maral quotes this on page 13. Tzuriel quotes it. Parakamid and Ozir Amar of Yeshua Ben Korchel Olim Yakdim Adam Ledvar Mitzvah Shem Schar Laila Achad Shekod Mabachir Lutzira Kod Madal Doris Lamalchus. Ratzalama Ki Azariz Umakdim Lemitzvah Einu Begeder Echarim Sheinu Zariz Umakdim Lemitzvah. It's a whole different thing. It's because four generations is like a whole different, zman. Because shekadma b'chil tzir, shebishvir shekadma laila achas kadmasa dal doros l'malchus, v'achar dal doros, einam shayachem l'doros harishon. From what shetimtzu b'chomach shenechshu l'doros ador vi. It says until the fourth generation. So it's much like the fourth generation is like one zman. After the fourth generation is like a totally different time zone, so to speak. So to show that a little Zrizus is like ain't a doma. Ain't a doma. So you see the chashivas of Zrizus. In other words, you could just bring it, do it that night, right? By the Hector Chalovin. But yet, Ad Kedei Kach, you could do it today, don't wait till tomorrow. Now, some people, like, very lackadaisical, sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes it's not the Shas HaKosher yet for something. But if you could do it now, then don't wait. Sometimes there's reasons why you have to wait. But sometimes it's just atzlus. Just atzlus. If it's atzlus, that's, and so Rabosai, I think that's the whole yisod of Amalek. Amalek tries to infuse atzlus in the Jewish people. In fact, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Kuvav on page 14. My Losh Rafidim, Rablaza Omer Fidim, Shema, Rabishua, Omer Sharafu, Atzma Midivre Torah, Shanemar, that but it says in Bishalach, Vayovo Amalek, Vayolachem, Misrael Berfidim. And Rafidim is Rafu Yedeim. And Amalek gets its power if we are lazy. We're Rafu Yedeim. And that's what Pasha's Tzav is, just the opposite. It tells us the idea of Zerus. It tells us that Shlomim is 2 days, but do it the first day. The beginning, Hekta Chalovim, you can do it at night, but do it in the day. Don't wait. So Ar Melchama Ba'Amalek, even though, you know, we don't necessarily know who Amalek is, so it's not like we're actually waging war, but the concept of Amalek is that Amalek wants to make us lazy and wants to make us do things slowly, meaning not do things properly, just wait and be lazy, etc. And in the Sefer Mikri Dardiki on page 18, he says if a person does mitzvahs b'simcha, that destroys Amalek. And he says the words "Bechar lano anoshim v'tzehi lochem b'amolek" is a remez to the first word, the first letter of each word, "Echol b'simcha lachmecha atem madvekim Hashem elokechem." Da'ino shetivchar anoshim keilu shavodosim b'kiyum chayim mitzvah b'simcha. And that's Asher Korcha Baderech. And that's what Rav Tzadok says on page 21, column 3. He says, Tchilas Piyasu Benechasholim. Because who does Amalek start up with? The Nechasholim, the Atzalim, the lazy people. And that's what he wants. He wants people to be lazy. And that's what the Rav Tzadok says here on page 22. Because the whole idea of Amalek is that we shouldn't have simcha, and when you don't have simcha, then you don't do things with enthusiasm. When they schlep, the haya loshen simcha, that's going to destroy Amalek, says Rav Tzadok. His kabbers connect the ball yidei simcha shel mitzvah. Shemzeh halev mismalei cheshek uzrich. But simcha shel mitzvah causes you what? To have a desire, to have a cheshek and a desire to do it. And I always like to quote the Pasuk in Mishlei, the Pshat of Ramotel Katz, on page 23, the Rashi tells. It says, Omer Atzel, Shachal Vaderech, Ari Ben Harechovos. The lazy person says, there's a lion outside. Shachal is one type of lion. Ari, outside. So that's why I can't come to yeshiva today. That's why I can't come. So the question is, answer Motel Katz Mamsha. If there is an Ari there, then he has a good excuse. If there's no Ari there, then he's a liar. He's not an Otzel. So why is he an Otzel? So says Motel Katz, the answer is like this. And you see the Bruce Yitzka quotes it. Avada is an arida. He's not a liar. But the answer is, in life there'll always be an excuse. You know, whatever you'll have to do in life, there'll always be an excuse why you didn't, an excuse not to do it. Always be an excuse. But you have to realize after a while, then if you always look for excuses, you'll never get anything done. If you really wanted to get done, even though there's an arida there, But if you'll find another street to go down. You'll do it. As a person says, he wants to not come to Shir or miss Sunday or this, there'll always be excuses. But that's Atzlus. That's Amalek. Amalek, Kol HaNechsholim, that's the Atzlus of Amalek. We say, Tzav, Zrizus, Miyad L'doros. And that's Rav Tzuria quotes that it's Daladoros. Because Boaz, Oved, Yishai, Dovid, Shlomo. Four Doros they came in. And Rechavim was the fifth. So V'haya B'haniach. In other words, you want to destroy Amalek, it has to be V'haya Simcha. And I think, you know, there's an askar, we're not there in the other base medrash, but I was in Eretz Yisrael when the attack happened, and we heard about it on Shabbos morning. And, you know, there's nothing to say that such a tragedy. But for us, it has to, like Rabbi Adler, Elchanan Adler was saying, has to give us chizuk. So what's the chizuk? Chizuk is to make sure we use every day of our lives. In other words, there, the goyim, whoever the terrorists, zalzel b'kedusha sachayim. They kill people just like that, kill a family. It's a terrible thing. We have to be mechazik. Whatever Amalek wants to do to destroy, to make us lazy, we have to do v'haya, lashon simcha, is to bizarize ourselves. They want to take lives away, we have to show how important every day of life is. As you have tinnitus today, okay, sometimes you're a little tired, but then take a little nap and then go learn, do something. Don't just lose the whole day. Every day is important. You know, they say the Chofetz Chaim says he became a Talmid Chacham because he learned on Fridays also. You know, Friday is a time where people, you know, they're going here, they're going there, they don't get too much learning. Motzei Shabbos, fill up your week. You know, you can have a week that's 3 days. In the 4 days, you know, you come in till Monday and you leave on Thursday, and the whole week is Iker Chaser. And that has to be the chizik for us. You could do it tomorrow, but you could do it today, so do it today. Don't wait till tomorrow. The korban, the hekta chalaviv ivarim, could be done tonight. But you could do it today, and we want you to do it today, and that could be kachetz docha Shabbos. And the Korban Shlomim could be brought when? 2 days. But the second day is a B'dievet. It's for Hanosar Mimenu. And that's what Amalek. Amalek's all about Hisrashlus, Atzlus, Krirus, other things, Schlep, things, Dread. Sometimes certain things you have to wait for. You can't just say, I'm going to marry the first person I see, even though they're not for you. Or you need a job, and this job is not the one. It's the first job I'm offering. Maybe this is not a good one. You know, you can't just say, "Oh, yeah." In other words, we're not talking. It's the difference between zrizus and acting impulsively. That's not what we're advocating. Acting impulsively. Zrizus is doing. We know this is the right thing, and therefore, don't wait. Do it now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till even tonight. And that's. So that's the Tzavis Aaron Vesban of Lemur. The Zrizus. And the Zrizus is by the Hekta Chalavi Varvarim. It's reminding us the Halacha of Taviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. And that's exactly, Amalek is Gecholim Omamos. Amalek, the Chosemi Lublin, we once had in a packet. The Gecholim Omamos is coals that are about to go out. Fire is about to go out. That's what we have to have Zerizos on. Yad, Lodoros, and then we feel good about ourselves. Because if you use your time well, you feel good about yourself. That you did something, you accomplished something. If you just slept, if you sleep, if you this, of course you have to sleep. You have to get proper. But if you don't accomplish, you don't feel good about yourself. So it's a cycle. So, but if you feel zrizus and enthusiasm and your accomplishment, that's how we destroy Amalek b'zman hazeh. So Amalek doesn't want to. Amalek wants to just that we should just be depressed and stay in bed and be depressed the whole day and not do anything. And the mechama keneged Amalek is the zrizus b'mitzvus is what's going to destroy the concept of Amalek. Accomplishing, doing, again, not impulsively. And sometimes you can't be a person who, oh, I don't have time to speak to you, I'm always running. No, you have to spend time, you're not rushing through things. That's also not zrizus. If you rush through the toisus, that's not zrizus, that's just rushing. Zrizus is, go slowly, but do it. Atzlus says, oh, I'm not going to do it, I have tomorrow, I have the day after. The day after, then something else comes up, and I have an excuse, and the Ari Baderech, and all these different things. So when we come to Parshas Zohar, especially this year, and it's at Parshas Tzav, the meat of Zriza should be mechazik us as a protection keneged Amalek. Okay, what time is...